You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Hello.
Jeez.
If I didn't see your name come up, I would have thought I was about to be raped. That was the creepiest shit I've ever heard.
I love when rapists call you.
Yeah, all the time.
Hi.
What are you doing?
I'm here with Alan.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Alan.
Hey, Alan.
What are you doing? What are you guys up to?
Well, you know, we wanted to sneak attack you.
Yeah, you always do this shit.
It's one of my favorite pastimes, I'm not going to lie. Yeah, like, I enjoy doing it to everybody, but to you especially is my favorite.
I can't.
So we want to play the good news, bad news game with you and with everybody.
I'm like actually nervous.
All right. So good news, bad news game. Alan, can we get some game song music? The good news, bad news game.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wow. We're back with that, huh?
So the good news, we want to let all the baddies know, is Tracy does not have coronavirus.
Oh, my God.
Tracy, let me just tell everybody. Tracy, we're in a group chat, me, Trey, and Alan, called Baddie Daddy, which is not normal, but okay.
One of my favorites. And
Tracy just, like, randomly drops. Like, she's like, oh, by the way, guys, I'm good. I don't got the corona. And I'm like, what do you mean you don't got the corona? Like, how do you know that? Like, you know, and I'm just assuming Tracy's assuming that, you know, she's sexually, you know, clear because that's how she... Yeah.
That's how I operate. Yeah,
like, no, nah, I don't got it. And I'm like,
no, it's fine. If I'm not having sex, I don't have corona.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, Trey, what are you talking about? She's like, no. I literally got tested for it. And I'm like, how are you not going to tell me this? What? Like, how did this happen? Like, first of all, were you not feeling well? I didn't even ask you because I was like, I'm just going to save this for a sneak attack.
Yeah. So basically, I had like a really bad headache for like a week, and I was like, I don't know, maybe I'm just like getting migraines or whatever. And then I started getting a really bad sore throat, and my sister-in-law was like, you know, that's like one of the top things, is like a really bad sore throat and like fevers. I know you don't have a fever, but if you're starting to get a headache, it may turn into that. Like, maybe you should go get tested. So one of my really good friends, Viviana, works at a test center, and I text her and I was like, hey, I have like no symptoms other than a sore throat and a headache, but I have chronic severe asthma, and I'm scared that if this is the beginning stages, that it may actually turn into that, and I just want to be ahead of that so like I don't hang out with my kids and people not knowing it.
Yeah.
So she was like, oh my God, she's like, we can get you in, blah, blah, blah. She was like, I was like, okay, thank God. Where do I have to go? I drove up to Sea Caucus, and she was like, yeah.
Caucus? You came to the Sea Caucus, son?
Classic situation.
Yo, I can't believe you didn't tell me. Sea Caucus? It's the caucus?
Oh my God. Yeah, so I drove up there, and they tested me for the flu, strep, and COVID-19. So fancy.
Holy shit.
So they gave me a throat culture for that, which...
Wait, hold on. Slow down. So I can't believe you were in my town. Okay, hold on. So you came by yourself. Were you by yourself? Oh, I know where it is. I know. Yeah. You know what? I wish Denny was doing fucking his security there and caught your ass going through. Imagine he called me.
No,
and was
it
was like,
just me. It was like a private test center. I wasn't like online with 60 other people.
Imagine he called me and was like, yo, I see Tracy.
She's here for the Rona.
She's here for the Rona on the low. I'm like, what? Okay, so you go there, and are you by yourself?
I'm by myself because they don't want to bring them with me because they didn't know what the situation was like there.
Yeah.
But I was the only car. So I was like, okay. So
yeah, because it's by appointment only.
Yeah. So So meanwhile, in my head, I'm thinking it's like a line of ants lined up and just they're swiping people left and right. It's not like that. Like I literally thought it was like, you know, just people online waiting to go see Christmas lights. Yeah, I didn't know what it was.
There is, so there's actually two in town. One is a free for all and one is appointment only, which is obviously like the best way to do it.
Yeah, I had an appointment. Right.
Good. Okay, so they came to your car?
They came to my car. Are they like rolled down the window halfway.
Are they in full hazmat suits?
Yeah, they were.
Like you're like Bubble Boy, yeah.
Yeah, so they're like rolled down the window halfway, and I was like, okay, as if the whole way is not going to help or whatever. So they were like, first we're going to strep culture you. And I was like, okay. Then they're like, you know, this is a little uncomfortable. You may gag. And I looked at them, and I'm like, I will not. and I didn't.
Clap it up. She deserved that.
Let's
Alan.
Get a round of applause. Okay. Anyway, so they did the strap, and then they were like, okay, this one's for the flu. They do it in your nose. And then they looked at me, and they're like, this one's the COVID-19. It may be uncomfortable. And I was like, okay.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I've seen these videos on, like, Instagram going around, people videoing themselves getting tested. I know what's to come. But so they stuck this fucking test in my nose, and then they went, like, 5 feet farther into my brain. And I'm, like, profusely crying. I can't stop crying. And I'm like, they're like, are you in pain? I'm like, no, I just can't stop crying. Like, it's got to be like the tear duct or something.
Oh my
like,
God.
I had like a full face of wet face. I was like, what's happening?
Wait,
and
Trey.
They were like, okay, now the other side. And they had to do it twice. I was like, bro.
No. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I was Did you like, know that, Alan? They do both fucking sides?
I had no idea.
Wait, Trey, are they sticking this thing like through the window being halfway down?
Yeah.
That, I mean, what? Think about the reality of our world right now. I mean, that is insane.
I mean, literally, I drive past bakeries and people are wrapped around the corner, 6 feet apart, full masks, suits wrapped up. Like, I'm like, what's happening in this world? Like, I'm so confused.
It honestly, it's so bizarre. It's crazy. I mean, you're alone. I mean, I don't like going to the doctor alone. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, but this is how people are finding out. And then when they're actually getting sick, they have to be by themselves. Like, that's not how you're supposed to get sick. You're supposed to have someone take care of you, and they risk it because who cares if you, you know, catch a cold. Like, this is just crazy to me. Okay, so they stick this thing to your brain. You're crying. Yeah. They're like, is that the girl from Bad Examples sobbing like a bitch?
Yeah, sobbing like a little bitch.
Like some baddie. So then what happens after that?
So she did the quick test because like we're really good friends, and she was trying to make sure, knowing that like I have chronic asthma and that I have babies at home and whatever, that I got the test, knowing if like I had it going home, if I had to isolate myself or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew in like 15 minutes.
Wait, like via phone call or like you sat there?
No, I waited there, and they came.
Holy
the doctor.
Shit!
The doctor came back out, and he was like, "Okay," he's like, "You are all clear." He's like, "But you sound like shit. Like your voice." He didn't say shit, but like he was like,
"That's the
you know,
doctor
your voice.
Language."
Yeah,
doctor's like, no, "You sound like proper, shit, bitch."
Proper and medical lingo,
Alan.
Yeah, so he was like, "You sound awful. Like I don't know. I know that something's going on. You don't have strep, but more than likely, you probably have like tonsillitis or something." And it's exactly what it is, because I was like, "I don't really know if I know what tonsillitis is," and I looked it up, and it's exactly what it is. Sammy was on FaceTime with me this like whole week, and she's like, "I could tell your voice has changed a little bit because you don't sound right."
Tonsillitis? You need a dentist for that, or
what? No. Dentist?
Tonsils in your tone, in your stones, in your tonsil stone.
Yeah, why would a dentist do that? They're not teeth.
Oh my God! How are you about to have a baby?
Tonsils. Tonsils are not in your teeth. You're like,
they're in your throat.
Tonsils are in your throat. That's where you get strep. Inflamed tonsils. That's when they feel your throat. Oh, honey.
That's the thing. Like when you're a kid, if they have to take them out, you only can eat ice cream and things.
Yeah.
I thought those were like your back teeth or something.
That's your wisdom teeth. Jesus Christ.
Those are fucking molars, Jessica.
Well, okay, this is making a lot more sense. You were like, I got tonsillitis, and I'm like, damn, girl needs a dentist.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I could buy a toothbrush tray.
Imagine they rolled out a dentist for you at the testing center. Wait.
Jessica Romano, DDS over here.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm taking this all in. They tell you right there you're clear, but that you sound like shit.
Yeah.
This is insane. And then they're like,
listen, they're like, more than likely you have some like tonsillitis or something. And I was like, they're like, but we don't test you for that, obviously. We just wanted to make sure that you were clear for COVID. I was like, okay, no problem. So I didn't want to like, I can't, I'm taking pictures of my fucking throat trying to see if I could see the fucking inflamed tonsils. I'm like, this is crazy. I can't go to a doctor's office. Blah, blah, blah. So, my mom had like a leftover Z-Pack and that's what I'm taking now.
Wow.
But, yeah, I don't know. Like, thank God I just knew that I was clear. So now I'm like, you guys, like, I'm okay. I'm good. Like, I'm not going to run out to the store. Like, I'm staying home because, like, yeah. As long as I don't run out, I don't have any issues. Like,
you know what's crazy? Like, Tracy didn't tell anybody. Like, just how you would if you were getting tested for, like, I don't know, STDs. Crabs.
Yeah. oh, my God. So the girl that was testing me was like, you know, can we record this for Instagram? And I was like,
no.
The fuck not. I was what? Like, what do you mean? He's like, oh, really? We just asked everyone because we want to show, like, that people are getting tested and there are non-results and blah, blah, blah. There are results that are, you know, negative and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, I don't even want people to know I'm getting tested for this. As if it was fucking, like, gonorrhea.
Yes. I have to tell
like,
you.
I, like, went into panic mode. Like, I don't want people to, like, shun me from my neighborhood.
No. Wait, you were not the first person to get tested and or be tested and not tell anybody because... Yeah. I know somebody that's positive and like didn't tell anybody till like it was kind of over. And we were like, it's so weird. Like, what is everyone's deal? Like, but I get it. Like, there's a stigma around getting the Rona.
Honestly, at this point, I'd rather have herpes because at least that's way more popular than the other one. Like, I feel like Rona, like people are literally going to stop being my friend.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I don't know. I don't know about that one, Alan. I mean,
one goes away.
Alan's looking at me. He's got like one eye open.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks had coronavirus.
And he's still beloved.
And he's still beloved.
Yeah, but if he's Tom Hanks had Tom herpes. Hanks from Jersey delicious. Huge difference. I wasn't stranded on a desert island.
Tom Hanks and his wife come out and they're like, we have got the herpes. Gave each other herpes.
And we're swingers. Like, we send you our best wishes.
Oh my God. No, I get it. It's just
imagine I
nuts.
Came out and I was like, guys, I have corona. I would get a million messages. Here's your karma for Jersey Licious.
Oh my God.
I'm like, no thanks. I'm not telling anybody. I'm good. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So I'm still like not feeling good and I'm still probably contagious because I mean it's the kissing disease, but like I kiss my kids all the time. Are they gonna freaking get it? Like,
hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
I don't know.
You know what I was going to say? I lost my train of thought before. So what happens when people do test positive, right? And they tell people, you're like, okay, get well. And then all of a sudden you're like backtracking and you're like, when was the last time I saw that person? Who does that person know that I know? When were we in the same, like, when did we breathe the same air? Like, did they shake hands? Do they know a friend of a friend? Like, you're starting to retrace your steps. And I
all of a sudden, like, this is fucking.
Like, if you told me you had the Rona, I'd be like.
Chernobyl virus.
Yeah, it is. It's I get why people are not like, you know, showcasing it. But I'm very glad that you are healthy besides your dental work that you need.
Yeah. There you go.
So that's really great news, you know, especially for the girls. And I know you're being careful already. So that makes me feel really good.
I mean, we haven't left the house except to like get bread or something.
Yeah.
But also, I'd like to thank whoever started this fucking thing for adding 10 pounds to my resume. That's fucking great.
You know what, Trey? I was doing so good with the baby weight. Like, literally so proud of myself. Like, I got weighed. They're like, oh, you only gained 4 pounds. And I was so excited.
Yeah.
There is no way. My activity levels are going from the couch to in my little apartment to go pee back to the couch to go pee. I know.
And all these people are tagging me and they're like, push-up challenge. And I'm like, bitch,
push-up challenge.
I cannot do any of this. Like, stop challenging me to be skinny when God wants me to be fat. That's what he wants, and I'm going to let it happen. Okay?
I just don't understand the people that are so motivated to exercise right now. Like, I'm miserable, and I want to enjoy my, you know what I mean? Like, my misery.
I would like everyone else to be miserable with me. That'd be great. Yeah. Let's all gain weight together.
I watched all of Community on Netflix this week. That's my extent of, like, activity.
Lifting up the remote. Oh, like, hitting pause?
No, not even that. It's, like, every 3 episodes, because Netflix is still, like, are you still watching? A fucking course I'm watching Netflix.
Oh, I've done that thing where I'm so lazy, where I'm like, Alexa, turn the TV off. Like, I want to get up to do that. I'm just bitching her around. She's like, I don't do any of that.
We changed all of the names for ours here so they don't respond to Alexa anymore. That way I can say that without it like suddenly popping up. Yeah.
Wait, I just changed mine to computer and I seriously love it because I feel like I'm like down, you know, grading it every time. I'm like, computer, set a timer, yo. Like, you know.
You fucking minion.
Yeah. Like, hey, fucking computer.
I know you can change its voice. I would love to figure out like when you can start making whatever name you want. That'd be dope.
Why don't they do that? That would be right? I would have a million Alexas if I can name it like fucking.
Everyone would name it their ex's name just to boss them around.
Yeah.
Like it would be like yelling across the house like, ho, play Spotify.
Yeah.
Like,
it'd be awesome. It'd be great.
I know you can do a Samuel L. Jackson voice too, and like so that would be perfect. What? Just to be like, yeah, I don't know how, but I'd love to be like, ho, play this. And hear off Samuel L. Jackson and be like, I'm playing it, motherfucker.
Oh, all right. So I think it's time for the bad news part of the game. No, that was the good news.
Oh, fuck. That's right.
Unless there's something you're not telling us. That was the good news. Yeah, it's getting worse. All right, baddies. Bad news. Listen, we are struggling like everybody else out there. There is nothing special about us. So, you know, we ask you every week always to support our sponsors, support us on Patreon. But this week, we're really asking you to give whatever you can, even if it's a dollar, towards the show, because we're trying to keep the show alive. We are losing sponsors left and right. And we cannot do, we can't do the show without them. So next week, we're going to be here every other Tuesday, which sucks, but it could change. Things can change really quickly. But, you know, we need sponsorship. We need advertising and we need you. And there's a way to support us. If you go to patreon.com/badexamples, you can give anything and you can also get perks for giving extra show content. You know, shouting you out at the end of the episode. Right, Trey?
Yeah, I just feel like we love doing this show for you guys. We love talking and having girl talk and for somebody, you know, some of you to have like the girl talk you don't normally get with your friends. But like at the same time, we kind of like need you guys to help support the show. Like a couple weeks ago, we were like, oh, hope we get season, you know, 4. And then it's like, oh, I hope we even finish season 3 because right now, like, our sponsors are dropping like flies. And it's not because of you guys not supporting, it's because of what's going on. But at the same time, like, we need other kinds of support now.
Yeah. So whatever you can give, we'll take. And, you know, we'll put towards keeping the show alive and doing more episodes for you.
Because, you know, we got to pay people.
Yeah. And listen, this is an ad-free episode that was supposed to be like a 5-minute update. We gave you a 20-minute little segment here. Thanks, Trey.
You're welcome for my testing.
Yeah. And what I'd really like to do is, you know, the weeks that we're not giving you full-blown episode is maybe to do, you know, maybe a few sneak attack calls, me and Trey. And, you know, just so you guys know what's going on in our lives as this virus continues to ruin them. So we want to do this as long as possible. Season 4 is, listen, hopefully things are totally different by time that comes around. But we'll let you know if anything changes. And we love you guys. We hope you're staying safe, staying healthy.
We hope everyone and their families are, you know, avoiding getting the virus and having to get tested like me while they shove things into your brain.
Yeah, that is a warning to all to stay home because nobody wants that. And both sides. I can't believe both sides. You know?
Both sides. When he pulled out two things, I was like, why do you have two?
You know, when Trump talked about it, he was like, it's terrible. And I was like, this guy's so fucking dramatic. Like, how bad could it be? And then ever that picture was circulating of the thing hitting your brain. And I was like, oh, I get it. I get what he was saying.
It's crazy. I really felt like they like maybe like changed things in my brain with that thing. Like things were altered.
Oh, like, you know, like conspiracy theorists, anti-vaxxers, yep, like they won't even get tested because of that now. They think there's like something implanted in their brain.
They definitely, yeah, put shit in my brain because.
Oh, my God. Amazing. But yeah, guys, thank you. And thanks to everybody. We've said this before, but that's going to work. All the essential workers are. My mind is blown. I got teary-eyed. I was at my doctor the other day, and I was like, thank you for being a doctor. Because it's amazing. I don't even want to go to the damn doctor's office, and they're there every day. You know, it's just crazy.
But you know what? Even, like, not even just, you know, first responders and doctors and nurses, but, like, even people that are doing the checkouts.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like, are you kidding
me? They're not getting any credit, and I'm like, you guys.
You know, I was at my my OB appointment. I go to a different doctor for my ultrasounds, and he's like super smart, definitely like a little like socially awkward, like one of those guys that you trust so much because they're so smart, but like they don't have it both together, you know. And I had on my Barbie baddie hoodie, and I was like, I just wasn't thinking, and you know, there I am, like belly's out, and he's like, you're a baddie.
Just
like,
oh my God.
And he's like, it's okay. And I just like turn red because I get so embarrassed. Like, I don't know. It's like a dude doctor. He's so smart. I'm like, yeah. Like, I'm like, I'm not going to explain the show to him. And he's like, it's okay. We're all a little bad sometimes. And I'm just like, okay, doc.
This is the best doctor ever.
Can you imagine that, like, whenever we wrap this show up, whenever that might be, then we find out that baddie means something else? It's like a pineapple upside down in your cart, and it's just like, fuck.
Can you imagine?
He's like, you a baddie? I was like, oh, doc, you have no idea. Yeah.
Your doc starts texting you. You up?
You up?
Oh. Why? Just checking on the baby.
That's so funny.
You peeing for the 40th time tonight, girl? Oh, my God. All right. I love you, Tracy. I love you, Alan. I love you, all the listeners. We'll see you next week with a full episode. What is next week, Alan?
Next week is Petty.
Petty Wob. Oh, that's a good one.
Petty Problem.
That's a good one. All right. Yeah, you guys are in for a treat next week. We will see you next Tuesday.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday. Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.